Let's see. We sang at her funeral, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And another one that I wanted them to sing, and they did, was All the Way My Savior Leads Me. I've heard her sing that many a time. And I can remember she used to rock the baby to sleep, whoever was the baby. And she'd always sing while she rocked him. And they were always hymns most of the time. And,
what was the name of the hymn? Bear Me Angels on Your Snowy Wings?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. My latest sun is sinking fast. My race is near to run. I don't know what goes away. And then it says, Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Bear me away on your snowy wings to my eternal home. Well, and repeat of that. I'd have to find that. It's a pretty old song. I can't sing anything anymore. My voice is just done.
Did Big Mama have any hobbies?
Well, crocheting was the main one, and gardening, and working in flowers.
She did deep flower beds?
Yes, as long as she was able, but she had to give up the beds and just had shrubbery. She took care of those azaleas. They were all very pretty when she was living.
Well, I can recall potted geraniums.
Yeah. She kept some of them.
How about this? Did she tell you bedtime stories when you were there?
No.
Did anybody?
No. There were too many of us. Too many different ages.
Did the older kids tell any to the younger ones, or read to you, or anything
no.
at that time?
I don't remember it.
Were there any stories that they told at other times?
Well, we'd ask her to tell us about when she was a little girl, and she'd tell things that her grandfather had said. She called him Grandpap. Everybody called him Grandpap.
Well, do you remember some of these stories that she told you?
I really don't. I remember that one of her grandfathers, I don't know whether it was Grandfather Stalin or Grandfather Corey, must have been Stalin because he lived near the mill pond, said that he told about driving down a narrow road over there with his horse and buggy, or mule and buggy, whatever he had. And he saw what looked like a log across the road up ahead. And as he got closer, the mule stopped, wouldn't go. And he tapped the mule, still wouldn't go, or the horse. And he looked that thing closer and walked up a little bit closer. And finally he saw an eye close on it. It was a huge alligator. Said the largest one he ever saw in his whole life. Had come out of that mill pond and was out there in the road. That was one tale. So, but she used to talk about her grandfather, Corbett. That he was the one that she really enjoyed most. But I can't remember any particular stories that she told. But he was the one they really loved. But the grandfather Starling evidently had so many grandchildren that he didn't pay a great deal of attention to them.
Who was the one that let the child walk off?
He did.
He did?
Yeah. So I didn't know about that until a few years ago. Gladys or somebody told me. Evadel told me, and I think it came through Gladys, that pulled the baby back, and he kept crawling to the edge, and he pulled him back and told him not to go there. Of course, he was just a baby. Wasn't very big. And he pulled him back several times. Finally, just let him alone. He just jumped over him, yeah.
How about Big Mama's civic responsibilities? Was she active in the community or in the schools?
Well, she always belonged to the PTA and supported anything that we started there at the school, and kept a lot of our girls who had to stay overnight. I'll tell you, we had play practices and things because there were no consolidated schools. They had to drive in on their own or be brought in, so they would just come prepared to spend the night with some of us, you know, when we had night practices of different things. We put on plays and went away playing basketball in different towns. And so that was about her main contribution to the school. But she always was active in church, belonged to the Women's Missionary Society, and for some time she would teach some of the little folks in Sunday school, but she couldn't do but very, that's all she could do. She had her hands too
full. Had her hands full with you all?
7 children and probably a boarder or two, and our cousins from out in the country staying with us and going to school. Once we counted up, when Ed and Evelyn and a group of us were together, we could remember 25 persons who had stayed there, relatives who had stayed there and gone to school.
25?
Yeah, different times over the years.
You didn't stay there for a school year?
Yeah. Jean Patterson's mother was one of them.
What skills do you think you learned from your mom?
Cooking, sewing.